hello, kings, queens, and everything in between. My name is Megan, and this is a podcast that I like to call Just Fucking Whatever.
Hi, whores. It's me. I'm back, baby. And working with a very precarious mic setup because I am dyeing my hair in the bathroom. So, you know, work with me. Yeah, it's been a while. I'm so sorry about that, guys. Life has been coming at me fast. I don't know if I told you guys, that's the hair dye, by the way. I don't know if I told you guys about my baby girl passing away, but I can't really tell that story right now, so we're not gonna cover that. But that has been a huge thing in my life, and trying to understand that it is not silly to grieve a cat. And understanding that other people who have lost their animals feel just as lost. I mean, I held my best friend in my arms as she was dying. And that is an experience you do not forget about. But again, not a fun topic. So let's talk about something else. Probably not fun either, but whatever. I wanted to cover some of the things about being mentally ill that make dating really, really hard. And I think the number one thing is that you don't really trust your instincts. So, like, I don't know if I overreact to things or not. I can't tell in my head if I reacted accurately or overreacted, because that's just a part of my mental illness, is I overreact to things emotionally. So I don't know if that person actually did something wrong, or if I'm just in a bad mood, having a bad mental health day. And that can lead to lots of manipulation. Because, yeah, people will try and convince you it's all in your head. And that's not true. If someone's doing something to upset you, even if you think it's your mental health, at least talk to them about it. Be like, hey, this is what I'm reading from your actions. I'm sure that's not what you're trying to say to me. At least I hope not, but that's what I'm getting. So can we talk about that? And I'm sure I've said that before on here, but it bears repeating. And while we're on the topic, some people will manipulate you and make you feel bad about yourself and then convince other people in your life that you're the crazy one, you're the bad guy, and that they did nothing wrong. Those people suck, and you should get as far away from them as you can. And anyone who decides to stay with that person, just leave them. You don't need them. They weren't a really good friend in the first place, if they made that choice. So, yeah. This is pertaining to someone you all know, but I won't give them the clout of discussing it here. You don't deserve to have your name on my channel anymore, and telling one of my friends that I'm gonna stab them for talking to you, it's a little overdramatic, don't you think? Because, why would I be mad at them? Like, why? If they didn't know any better, why would I be mad at them? It makes no sense to me. And it's putting a lot more power in your hands than you ever had over me. I bounce back very fast, baby boy. And you're mostly just a distraction from the shit going on in my own head, so it's not like it mattered. But yeah, I'm not gonna stab people over someone I no longer speak to. That's just stupid. I'm not stupid. I might warn them to not talk to you anymore, which I would do for anyone, because that's called being nice. If you know someone's a shit person and you warn your friends about it, that's a good thing. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to protect people you care about. And if you choose to associate with someone who's done that to your friend, you're not protecting your friend. You're not protecting the people you care about. Anyway, we're not going to touch on that anymore. I'm dyeing my hair pink and green, and it is going to look so sick if the part where they overlap does not turn out brown. And I think it might. So, everybody keep your fingers crossed for me. I know this is not live, and you will not be actively wishing me well while I'm doing this, but, you know, it happens. But yeah, life's been fun. I'm struggling in my classes, but I chose to do engineering, so that's on me. That's definitely on me. I'm teaching a lot of my sorority sisters how to make crystal necklaces on Saturday, and hopefully I can get my house clean and have everyone else keep it clean tomorrow so that no one can see how disgusting I am, because I am disgusting. Just ask my mom, she'll tell you I was the worst to raise. Not like to raise, like I was a pretty good kid, but like so much trash in my room all the time. I do not know how to stay clean. But yeah, I'm depressed a lot, so it's not my fault, it's my brain's fault. Loophole. My ADHD was so bad today because someone sat in my seat during an exam. So I was like, normally this would keep me distracted all of class. Now it's even worse because I'm trying to take an exam and all I can think about is that you're in my seat. But I wasn't gonna I didn't want to make it a big deal. I did text, it was my friend's friend who stole, not really stole, because you can't really steal something that doesn't belong to anyone, but took my seat and sat in the seat I normally sit in there. I texted her, I was like, hey, if you could ask your friend not to do that, that'd be nice. And she was like, oh my god, yeah, I'm so sorry. We did not know at all. And I'm like, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't, but I appreciate that you are accepting what I've said to you and not writing me off as being a bitch. And that meant a lot to me, because sometimes people will think I'm just being a bitch when I freak out about little things, like time, or like being on time. I don't like it when I'm late to something I like plan for, or when other people make me late. I just got green dye every fucking where. Okay. This is going great. Can you tell I've done this hundreds of times? Ugh. But yeah. I have a boyfriend. I don't know if I... Oh, I did not the last time we spoke. Oh, let me tell y'all about him. This man is so sweet, and he takes such good care of me. Like, he's not toxic at all. And I do not wonder where I stand with him. And yes, we are working on communicating our emotions, but everyone is working on that, so, you know. It's not, like, a big thing. Whenever I walk into a room, if we're like hanging out with all his friends, he makes sure I have a seat. He will either pat beside him and be like, here, come sit here, or he'll go get a chair for me. And that is just so, it's such a little thing, but it means so much, you know? It's like, I can't even describe why it's so important, but it is, and it makes me feel so loved. What are some other things? I'm trying to think of all the things he does. If I'm coughing a lot, he'll hand me whatever drink he's drinking. He'll be like, here's some water, here's some Sprite. He loves Sprite. Just takes care of me in a way that no one ever has, and I really, really appreciate it. Like, this is all new to me. I normally pick guys who are kind of disasters. No offense, but you know it's true. So, picking someone who has their life together, who has a job, who has passions and things he likes to do, and has a life outside of me, it's so refreshing. And it really proves a point to younger me that there are good guys out there. You just have to wait a little bit. And it's true, you do have to kiss a few frogs to figure out what a prince looks like. But yeah, it ends up working out. Trust the process. Or get a bunch of cats. I'm pretty happy with my cats. Like, honestly,
don't really need a boyfriend. Glad I have one.
But cats are enough. There was an attractive handyman that came to fix something in our apartment. And I was talking to him. I told my roommates I was talking to him, and they're like, oh, what's his name? Does he have a girlfriend? And I was like, he has 6 cats. That's all I know. So yeah, I covered the important facts. He has 6 cats. That's incredibly attractive. Like, that is an amazing quality in a man. I'm 100% glad to have met him.
My boyfriend, his roommate / best friend, has a cat named Marcy. Oh, Marcy is so cute.
Marcy's like, okay. So they thought Marcy was a girl for the longest time. But apparently Marcy has male anatomy. I don't know if you can be a transgender cat. I'm sure that's possible. I don't think they could, like, say they're transgender, though, because we don't speak the same language. But, yeah, so they still call the cat Marcy and refer to the cat with she, her pronouns, so I do the same.
I would have done it anyway, because that's how I knew Marcy. And that is not a commentary on dead naming people. You should not do that. This is just a cat that happens to have junk. You can call cats whatever you want. I wanted to name mine Tommy for atomic bomb. But no! Megan, that's silly. Megan, that's so stupid. I still think it would have been a sick-ass name. Mom.
Anyway, I do have a new cat. His name's Loki. He's an asshole. He's like a complete bastard. But I fucking love him. He's like, he really is an asshole. Like, I'm not exaggerating. He will bite me any chance he gets. I'll be petting him and he'll be like nuzzling against me and then just fucking bite me. I have scars all over my body, but I've had 2 cats, so it's not all Loki, and that's his name, is Loki, after the Norse god of mischief, and Tom Hiddleston. Oh, what a fucking G. That man is sexy. Ow. I recently discovered that the guy who plays Eggsy in Kingsman, which, great movie, the 3rd one, is out on Netflix, or not Netflix, it's on Hulu right now, and it's fucking incredible. It made me cry, and I haven't cried at a movie in a very long time, so, like, since The Fault in Our Stars, so you know, it's a good fucking movie, and it's like, nothing is what you were expecting in the best possible way. And that's not a spoiler, that's just a fact. All right.
That's a great movie. I don't know. I've been doing Big Little stuff, which is super fun. For those of you who don't know, when you're in a sorority, you have bigs and littles. So your big is someone who's already established in the sorority and knows how things work. And your little is a new member who's just figuring stuff out. And you just kind of guide them and help them through the process. But you don't know who your big is until, like, your semester is almost over. Like, until your new member semester is almost over. So they really help you when you're a member. But yeah, it's very fun, very cool. I absolutely adore my little. They're like the cutest human being I've ever met in my entire life. But yeah, they have no idea who I am. And I can't give out any specific information on here because a lot of girls from my sorority listen to my podcast because we support each other. And it's juicy as shit. I'm sorry, your shit should not be juicy. My bad. I should have picked better phrasing. It's hella juicy. It's juicy like my ass. Which, if you've seen me, very juicy. Very, very juicy. Oh, I do have my Instagram, so yeah. I have that one picture where you can see, like, my thigh and the beginning of my butt. On my secret, super secret, anonymous Instagram. I forget what it's called. I think it's just fucking whatever, but without the second E and whatever. Yeah. Anyway. By the way, just side mention, if anyone wants to send in a voice memo or something, you can do that with the Anchor app if you have it. Also, major plug, and I know I have an ad for this that always plays on every single episode. It's the exact same ad. But Anchor really is cool if you want to start a podcast because it's free. And it goes to like six different platforms. So people can listen on, like, Google Play or Apple Play. Yeah, Apple Play. Or Spotify, which is what I use to listen to podcasts. I'm thinking about possibly starting a second cast where I read bedtime stories because I think I have a very nice voice. Very calming voice. At least I've been told that a lot. So maybe I can talk people to sleep. That'd be fun. That's not the objective on this podcast, obviously. This is supposed to be fun and exciting. Even though I'm like, I know my bio says I'm like a party girl, blah, blah, blah. I'm not anymore. I'm just me. I like doing weird sex things. And I do like having some wine, or maybe shots on the weekend. But no tequila. I learned the hard way. Tequila makes me do things I don't want to do. So no more tequila for men. And now you can listen to my Anchor ad, which will say exactly what I just said. I thought that just deleted everything I did, and I was gonna cry, but it was saved in the drafts. So that is excellent for me. I'm trying to get my glove back on because I took it off to pause the episode. And now, it's physically impossible to put it back on, especially without getting green dye every fucking where in my house. So yeah. That's my life. Anyways, yep, I got green dye on the inside. That's just gonna have to happen. Okay. Ugh. Alright. Anyways, Loki is in my room being a little shit.
which is what he does for a living. So,
what the fuck are you doing, bro?
He's gone feral. I love that little fucker. I'm very much a cat person, if that has not already been made clear. Like, people are cool in small doses, especially, but cats are just so sick, man. They're just vibing, fighting whatever moves, just like raw dogging life. Yeah. Okay. I really like my cats. I only have one now, and my roommate who had the cat moved out. And I think she lost the cat. I don't know if she ever found it. We don't really talk that much anymore because some shit went down. But it is what it is, you know? Shit's gonna happen in life, and you just kinda gotta roll with the punches. I will say, I know it's really controversial, like, blocking people and not explaining why. Like, a lot of people are like, well, you should explain why you're blocking them, you know? It's rude to just ghost people. But sometimes you just don't need that energy in your life anymore, and trying to communicate with them is just gonna make things worse. So, yeah. That being said, sometimes I have a lot of trouble blocking people because I'm like, well, what if they need me? And then I'm like, well, if they needed me, they probably would have treated me better. So I think I'm good. I don't want to tell you, I have a lot of fucking hair. Oh my god. I mean, it looks amazing, curly and big and fun. But it is a pain in the ass to work dye through. I'm just using my hands. So, like, little hair dyeing tutorial. When I do my scalp, I use the brush, because that you want to be a lot more precise with, especially if you're doing, like, different color strands. Then you really have to be careful about how you section off the top. But if you're just dyeing your whole head the same color, just kind of shampoo the dye in. That's what I do, and it works really well. My hair tends to clump up, so sometimes I'll take and, like, flatten the hair out. That's what I'm doing right now. Flatten the hair out between my fingers with dye on my gloves, so it works in top to the whole strand and not just the parts of the hair that are facing you or, like, exposed to you from its little clump. And you can rake it through your hair too. Dyeing your hair is really easy. So is cutting your hair. People are just scared to do it because they don't want to mess it up, but it's only hair. The best bleach is Wella Platinum. Fucking amazing. I think that's what I use That's my roommate's. Oh, Blondor. Wella Blondor. I think it's like $30. Yeah, I think it's $33 exactly dollars on Amazon. And then the developer you need is like $10. But I don't think the Blondor ever runs out. It's like, there's so much of it still left, and it's my roommate's that I'm using. So, like, she used it for, like, years before I ever got my hands on it, and there's still a ton. So, you can get the smaller package,
which is like $20, but it's like half as much stuff, which economically makes no sense. So don't do that. Sorry, I've been watching New Girl, so your girl's singing a lot of her, a lot of what she's doing. I have to do my coding homework. Ugh, I hate coding. I'm sorry, I do. It's the worst. It's so bad. And it's not like I don't understand it. I do. I understand it pretty well. It's just that it's really annoying. Like, there's so many rules and things you have to do, and I hate not being able to think for myself. Like, whenever I watch tutorials, I will watch until I understand, like, what they're doing, like, their process, and then I'll do it my own way. But, like, following the process pretty closely. I like to think for myself. I guess coding allows you to do that, but not, like, at the introductory level, and I'm also really bad with computers, so, yeah, just not, NMT, babes, not my thing. Ooh, little side life update. I've been working on using less gendered language, so that's fun. I ran with some of my amazing co-chairs for our sorority. I ran a little, like, pronoun 101 and gender inclusivity workshop kind of thing. It was pretty short, but I think it got some good information across. I'm not sure if anyone actually learned anything, but it's always good to have reminders. So just stuff like use someone's pronouns that they tell you, ask people their pronouns when you meet them so that you don't have to assume their gender at all. You can just know how they want to be referred to. And of course, your pronouns do not equate to your gender. I don't know if you all knew that, so I'm gonna reiterate it, but yeah, your pronouns don't equate to your gender. That's just how you want people to speak about you. Your gender can be a lot more complicated, but it is not the same as the sex you're assigned at birth. Also, some terms you might need to know. AFAB means assigned female at birth, so a trans person or a non-binary person who was assigned female at birth, or AMAB, which means assigned male at birth. Although, I'm sure you could have figured that one out. Just cool things to know, cool things to have in your mind to use whenever you meet someone who doesn't identify the same way you do, or who does. You can ask people their pronouns no matter what. And I, for one, would very much appreciate if someone came up to me and was like, "Hey, what are your pronouns? Okay, cool, I wanted to talk to you and I just wanted to make sure." That would be the dopest thing ever if we could just start doing that all the time. But yeah, we can't all even wear masks, so I don't know if we'd ever get to that level of evolved. They have removed the mask mandate at my school, and I want to scream cry. Because I understand, it's uncomfy, but you're saving lives by wearing it. So you should keep doing that, even if the school doesn't say you have to. Even if your biology professor in the middle of the lecture is like, "It's so nice to see all of your human faces. I'm so glad no one's wearing a mask anymore." And I'm like, "Bruh, I'm right here. I'm wearing one. I'ma keep wearing one. You can't make me stop. I'm not letting these bitches see the bottom part of my face. Like some whore? You want me to show off my nose for free? No, thank you. You
can pay just like everybody else. Just kidding, I don't sell pigs, no matter how many times you ask me if I do.
I mean, they would go for, like, a lot of money, though, right? Like,
I have got it going on.
But none of you know that, because this is just my voice. So, based on the sexiness of my voice, multiply that by, like, 10, and that's how hot I am. And I was told I should be a phone sex operator by multiple people in my high school. And if you think that's fucked up, you should hear about the guy who used to call me a Nazi. Because I lived in Germany, where it's super offensive to call people Nazis. So yeah, Mason, hope you're having a good day. Anyway, bye, bitches! That's all you fucking get for today, because I'm done dyeing my hair. Bye!
Wait, I gotta end the recording. Okay, now bye.